Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Thanks so much for joining me here today. You may be joining me via KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, or WBLQ AM 1230 in the Northeast, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, Cable Radio Network, or maybe Transformation Talk Radio. However you're joining me today, you're going to be glad you did. Because we're going to have some fun and have some insightful conversation. I'm really excited about my guests. But first of all, I have to say hello to my better half across the way. Benny, how are you today?
Oh, hello, neighbor. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good. You know, without Benny, this show wouldn't happen.
Oh, and, no, that's not true.
He's the best multitasker I've ever met. So
me and my eight arms.
Yes. Well, you need that with twins, yeah. Don't you? Yeah. Twin two-year-olds.
You
yes.
know it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. I get guests for my show in a variety of ways. Some of them are big names who, you know, they've been on the New York Times bestseller list, you know, number one for many, many months. And I know who they are, and others, people I've met along the way. Some of them, I've met some of the wonderful number one New York Times bestsellers, but some of them I've met who I know have really wonderful gifts to share. And I know that it's just a matter of a nudge or a few moments in time, and they're going to be on the New York Times bestseller list. And sometimes I'll pick people just because intuitively it feels right. Well, it's funny. Sometimes it has to do with synchronicity, because I've got a dear friend and colleague who you've heard on this show, Holly Hawkins Marwood. And I was down visiting her. Now, I don't take vacations very often. I'm very work-driven, work-inspired. My work is sort of my heart. That's where
no,
my heart is.
Yeah, I would never would have thought.
But, you know, I actually went on vacation down to San Diego to see my friend Holly. And I don't think we opened our computers for days. It was great. You know, we just played the whole time. And she said, you know, there's somebody I really want you to meet. She said, I've got a professional affiliation with and I have a friend by the name of Cindy Silbert. She's an author of this book, True Calling, and I just think you guys will hit it off. So let's do lunch. So we went to Del Mar, beautiful Del Mar, California, and had lunch together. And oh my goodness, it was like, you know, meeting an old friend, and I was just so amazed. Cindy is what many of us would call a catalyst for truth. She has this knack for just sort of listening with her analytic mind, listening with that inner intuitive voice, and knowing where a person's coming from, seeing their strengths. She has a gift for going beyond the words and deconstructing the limiting frameworks to help unleash our true potential. She is an inspiration to many. She's a mentor, and she has a book. She is the author of the book, True Calling, Awaken the Power of Your True Self. She's spent over 30 years of experience in education in business, consulting, mentoring, speaking, facilitating workshops, retreats. So she's got the good business sense, but she's also got that intuitive flow that, you know, put it together, and she's amazing. She cultivates vibrant expression in people, brands, and businesses. She's the founder of True Living Now, and I'm so glad that she's my guest here today, Cindy Silbert. Cindy, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you, Christine. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you know, Cindy, it was great to meet you. And I really didn't know what I was getting in for in terms of, well, I just knew it was a friend of Holly's. And she said we had to meet. And Holly who, if you're on the video feed right now, you'll see that Holly's in the studio, but we'll chat more about that later. Holly said, you guys have to meet. And it was kind of like just picking up where we left off. And I don't know where, when, because we'd never met before, but it was great. It was just kind of like, there's this flow. And it was just such a pleasure. I knew by the end of our 3-hour lunch that I had to have you on my show.
It definitely felt like you said, synchronicity, destiny, just a coming together of great women. And I felt the same exact way. So thank you for following your intuition and having me on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, you know, just as sort of a backdrop to your book and your mission, let's first talk about what's going on the planet. Do you feel like there's some sort of shifting underway?
Oh, absolutely. I think I worry about the people that can't feel it. Just, you know, from what things you see on the news, from the natural disasters to the people that once were sort of under the radar that, you know, are not doing such nice things in the world that are not necessarily aligned with truth and light, are sort of being outed. And just the dramatic change that people are feeling in every way. In some ways, that's breakdown in their life. In other ways, it's, you know, finally going, you know, for that thing that's been tapping them on the shoulder or calling to them for years.
Right.
Ending relationships, beginning new relationships. I mean, there's just so much change, you know, happening, I think, for everybody on the planet.
And I don't know about everybody else, but I know that change and letting go to shifting is one of the most difficult things I do. And I think it's tough for most people to sort of really let go to big change.
Especially when it's unknown, you know, that degree of uncertainty. And even though you can sort of feel that it's something that's calling to you, when you can't see it or relate to it in the way that you used to, it can be scary and a little unsettling. So
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I think that not only are individual lives shifting, but it feels like there's a bigger picture underway, that there's shifting of structure, shifting of dynamics in, you know, in relationships, shifting of dynamics within cultures. And I think that it's hard enough to shift within our own individual lives, but feeling like that structure is going to change is
yeah.
kind of unsettling.
Yeah, absolutely. The framework in which everything has existed is changing. So it's change upon change upon change, which
right.
is pretty crazy mm-hmm. and exciting at the same time.
Yeah. So you've gone through some of your own changes. Can you share the story of how you were inspired to write your book? I mean, the precursor to developing what you call the mentor archetypes.
Oh, yeah. A long, rich story, and I'll do my best to capture it here for everybody listening. Basically, it's sort of, you know, looking back, I, you know, was definitely called. It was a spiritual calling, an inner calling that took me a chain of events in my life, changes in work and in my marriage and a surprise pregnancy mm-hmm. that had me, you know, leave the business and consulting world and more be drawn to the island of Maui and spending, you know, more time there. And I kept trying to create business because that was what I was used to doing. But as it would have it, I was meant to be calm, you know, be quiet, be stay-at-home mom. And so I would go for these walks on our property in Maui. We lived in Kapalua at the time, which is an extraordinarily beautiful area.
It's gorgeous there.
Yeah, and one thing led to another. It began with the dragonflies. So I, you know, a couple instances. One was on my driveway with my son just playing, and the dragonfly circled at least 50 times. I mean, it was definitely purposeful to the point where he was about 3 at the time, and, you know, he could feel it too. And
right.
So I thought, you know, that's interesting. And, you know, I kept noticing the presence that they would have on my walks. You know, they sort of zoom in and, you know, look at you and kind of check you out. And
right.
But I could feel the energy. And then simultaneously to this, I had changed my career from business consulting, entertaining the idea of being a life coach. And, you know, people, you know, in that business know it's it's helpful to have a book. You know, it's helpful to have a platform and
right.
a message, you know, that which you can speak from, teach from, all that. So I decided I wanted to write a book.
Right. Before we get into the book, though, I think that that step from business consultant to life coach mm-hmm. makes a whole lot more sense than most people would think it would. Because, you know, from my perspective, if you don't integrate the life coaching aspect into your business, then it doesn't matter what it is you're creating in your business. If it's not connected to self, if it's not connected to your true self, then it's either unfulfilling or it's not successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you've been visited by multiple dragonflies behaving strangely, okay, and you're starting to tune into something new. Then what happened?
So I decided to write the book, and again, through a chain of events, I was talking to a client at the time, a life coaching client, and she was frustrated, and I said, well, name the point of frustration. And she mm-hmm. said, well, it's my chameleon. You know, it's just that part of me that, you know, has never lets me rest, is always on task, you know, has this agenda. And I said, great, interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, and what about the other part of you, the part that gives you fulfillment? Well, I would call that my butterfly, she said. And I thought, butterfly, that's wonderful. Tell me about that. You know, that's my expression. It's where I want to dance and be free.
Uh-huh.
I said, wow, isn't that amazing? And then literally, either that day or the next day, I was walking again, and up flew the dragonfly, and it hit me. I don't know why, but uh-huh. now I guess I do know why.
uh-huh.
Chameleon, butterfly, dragonfly. And so I ran back to my house, and I knew it meant something. And so I started researching symbolism of each of those, you know, entities.
Uh-huh.
And the dragonfly came back as a messenger from between realms, from the goddess.
Oh, wow. And there you'd been, you know, been hounded by dragonflies.
Yes. So I knew at that moment that I had made a divine connection. And it really, I do want to make it clear that at that time, it was all very new for me.
Uh-huh.
Where now I'm very used to drawing from the divine and the divine feminine energy and working with that with people. But at that time, nearly eight years ago, before I wrote the first book, it was all such a new discovery process, and
right.
I just followed, you know, one clue to the next, and then there was this beautiful unveiling of the three original archetypes, which are the chameleon, butterfly, and dragonfly.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about these archetypes. We have to take a quick break now, but more with Cindy Silbert, author of True Calling, when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Dr. Joe Dispenza, best-selling author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself and co-star of the hit movie What the Bleep, is bringing his progressive workshop to Seattle June 28th through 30th. In this transformational workshop, Dr. Joe will help you to release those thoughts, habits, and emotions that get in the way of living the life you deserve. and empower you to step into a new level of being. Join Dr. Joe June 28th through 30th in Seattle. For more information, visit drjoedispenza.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Windows down, the night blows in. Top beat on the wheel as the tire spins.
Until welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I love that song, Benny. Thanks for playing that for me.
It's my pleasure.
Everything's Right by Matt Wirtz. And everything is right, you know, even when things are in transition and turmoil, in some sense, everything's always right. So I'm talking today with the author of True Calling, A Guided Journey to Your True Self, Cindy Silbert. Now, Cindy, you are a business consultant of sorts, but more of like an intuitive life coach consultant. And along your journey, you went from more of the mainstream kind of business consulting to discovering the divine feminine, that divine power. And it came to you first through the dragonfly. And so you said you came up with originally three archetypes, dragonfly, chameleon, and butterfly. Now, why develop an archetype?
Great question. Well, I know now. At the time, I just went with the guidance to bring, you know, and the guidance was to kind of bring these, you know, these archetypes into being. But the reason archetypes are so powerful is that they allow us to see ourselves. So they're divine, you know, rich and defined symbols or metaphors that help draw out aspects of ourselves that otherwise would be hidden.
So wonderful. So they're metaphors, but it's not like categorization that pigeonholes us, but actually empowers us.
Absolutely. Yeah. You never want to pigeonhole yourself. If anything is confining you, then you can be sure that it's not really aligned with your truth.
Okay. So what is the dragonfly archetype?
The dragonfly represents the spirit and enlightenment. And so with that draws forth, you know, our spirit into being. Mm. Spirits are, as everybody knows, are so powerful, but yet, you know, how do you access your spirit? How do you relate to it? How do you, you know how it wants to express itself through you?
Uh-huh.
And so the dragonfly really helps activate and bring that alive in just such a rich and wonderful way.
Okay, so you also mentioned chameleon. What's the chameleon archetype?
The chameleon originally, when I had the three, was the ego, uh-huh, and, excuse me, the mind. And now the chameleon represents the ego, because the honeybee now is the mind, which makes perfect sense because our egos are so powerful,
uh-huh,
yet they also have the potential when they're operating from fear to hold us back and hold us down. And when we are coming from fear or that deep place in our psyche, there is this element of change, this element of reacting to our environment.
Sure.
Changing and adapting ourselves in order to fit in.
Recreating who we are in that moment or, you know, that week or that month or that year. And, that can be a little scary.
Exactly. But also powerful. And with the chameleon, as the archetype, it really helps draw out the power of the ego rather than the limitations of the ego.
That's really important, Cindy, because I know there are a lot of ego bashers out there. Now, you know, I firmly believe that the ego should not be the part of us that's in control. However, the ego comes in really handy, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the ego, you know, is a gatekeeper. It's a great protector. It really tries to keep us safe.
Uh-huh.
But in misalignment, or, you know, again, coming from the fear or the past or entrapped in a limited view, it ends up keeping us stuck.
Right.
But the ego is part of us, so to deny it or judge it, really, it just feeds that whole misalignment and disempowers it even more and really locks in all of the brilliance that's available through the other aspects of yourself.
So it plays an important role.
Yeah.
So that's chameleon. And what about butterfly? Because you were talking about how your friend mentioned that and you knew that that was an important archetype. How would you define the butterfly?
Yeah, the butterfly, the element or the source energy is transformation.
Mm.
And the butterfly is that sense of freedom that we have that to be in our bodies and be in the moment and feel bliss and feel, you know, our sensuality and, you know, have our appetites and just want to experience everything we can possibly in life and really with no agenda. You know, the butterfly archetype really moves from her expression. You know, nothing has to make sense
uh-huh.
in a butterfly's life.
Yeah, so it's not a matter of analyzing and deciding and controlling. It's a matter of flow.
Yeah, it's flow, expression, freedom, transformation, but a very powerful archetype as well.
Okay, so you also mentioned the honeybee. So there are additional archetypes as well beyond the initial three.
Mm-hmm.
What's the honeybee?
The honeybee is our mind. So it's not the mind, the part of our mind that's our psyche or our brain. It's our higher functioning, intelligent mind, our ability to, you know, make manifest that which we want to bring into being. The honeybee is also, you know, a great connector. Building community, you know, if you imagine the hive.
Sure.
And prolific creators. So the source energy of the honeybee is creation. So, again, bringing things into being from nothing.
Right. And there's a fifth archetype as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
And what's that one?
Most people's favorite.
What is that?
The hummingbird, which is the heart and love.
Okay. So we've got chameleon, honeybee, butterfly, dragonfly, and hummingbird.
Yeah.
So I know that you've got a quiz on your website. People can actually go and take the quiz and determine what their archetype is, correct?
Yeah, the archetype in the book, there's so many ways that the archetypes guide you and activate your potential. But the part that, of course, everybody loves, especially women, is which one am I? You know,
right,
immediately
yeah.
they want to know.
Exactly.
And so what we've done is made the quiz from the book available online at the website at truecallingnow.com.
Uh-huh. And you can also get to it from my website, stellarreflections.com.
Oh,
it's right. It's going to be right next to your podcast on the website. So there's a link there.
Okay,
and,
perfect.
Yeah. So, you know, I've done it both ways. You know, originally I'd taken the quiz in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, just for the fun of it, I took the quiz online. And it's a lot faster taking it online than in the book.
Yeah.
So it's great to be able to say, okay, well, these are my answers. And it pops up what the archetype is. So once you know your archetype, how do you work with that?
That's a great question. Well, the one thing is that's important to do is not forget the other archetypes. Because we really tend to do that in our life anyway. It's like we follow our strengths, but then there's so many rich aspects of ourselves that are working together
uh-huh.
at any time.
Right.
So we don't want to forget the other archetypes because the whole idea is to bring them all into balance and activate our true potential, which is all the aspects of ourselves.
Uh-huh.
But
and,
once you, yeah.
And, when, and so we play different roles in this world and we need all the archetypes.
Absolutely, because if we're shutting down any part of ourselves,
uh-huh.
we're all shut down. It's not like you can not be honoring your spirit and then flourish in your body
mm-hmm.
or flourish in your career.
Right.
You know, if we really flourish more and come into our full being when all parts of ourselves are fully expressed. Uh-huh. And so, but yet, the emergence of your mentor archetype, is which what we call it, is such a, it's a relief for so many people because we compare ourselves to everyone.
Sure.
Right? We think, oh, well, you know, she's got such a brilliant mind. She's such great, you know, she's a scientist. She's a PhD, you know, and look at me, I'm just a dancer. You know, but when people find out, or the opposite, you know, the scientist looks at the dancer and says, oh my God, I'd love to feel that freedom in my body.
Right.
And so when you find your archetype, there's a sense of, oh, that's why I'm this way. You know, now I can fully embrace who I am, you know, on every level. I don't have to try to be like everybody else.
Sure. And in your book, you for each archetype, you go into detail about what, you know, what the strengths are, what the potential pitfalls are, and, you know, you go into other things, too, about healing and those sorts of things. But what I found so fascinating is by reading about myself within that context, it made my weaknesses, so to speak, somehow more palatable. It's like, oh, okay, I get it now. I understand why I have those tendencies. And also, it was fascinating for me to read about my strengths as well, because I thought, well, I just haven't tapped into this fully.
Mm, I love that.
So we're going to talk more about these five different types of archetypes and how identifying them and looking at the gifts and the potential pitfalls and how the purpose of that particular archetype, how that can benefit you so you can step into your true calling when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The quantum vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm talking today with Cindy Silbert, author of True Calling, A Guided Journey to Your True Self. And Cindy, before the break, you were talking about the different archetypes, and we were talking a little bit about the importance of determining our mentor archetype, and I would love to go into some more detail about that. So, okay, I took your quiz, and I came up as hummingbird. Mm-hmm. What does that mean in terms of my strengths, my potential weaknesses, you know, how I love, how I express myself? Can we go into some detail about that?
Sure. Well, first of all, did that resonate with you?
Yeah, I think that there are several aspects of the different ones that resonate with me. Butterfly resonates with me some as well. Honeybee does a little bit as well. But I think that hummingbird definitely resonates with me.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And that's the reason I ask is because the quiz is one aspect. And when you're taking the quiz, it's important to feel uh-huh. the answers and feel for that, what we call resonance or connection, you know.
As opposed to using our analytic minds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you may take the quiz one time, come out one archetype, take it another time. But the important thing is you're answering the questions from what you feel, not what you think.
Right.
And then, you know, when you're reading along in the book, again, you're supposed to feel for the resonance and the recognition. Because, again, we all have each archetype within us because mm-hmm. we all have an ego, mind, body, spirit, and
sure.
heart. But back to you and the hummingbird. So what that means is that your calling or your ultimate expression will be emitting love. Mm-hmm. It'll be spreading, you know, divine love, connection, relationship, caring, nurturing, unity, you know, connecting people, whether it's, you know, in your own home, in groups across the planet, so that when you speak, people are touched in their hearts.
Mm. It's interesting to me to hear that because I know that for so many years, as a former research statistician, as somebody who was afraid to be vulnerable, I focused so much on the analytic. And, I still really appreciate my analytic mind. It can come in handy, especially when it's working, you know, after a couple of cups of coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. But it's that aspect of myself sort of being like vulnerably sharing myself, sharing love, hasn't come easily for me.
Yeah. Many times, you know, we come in with the lessons that will enable us to come into full expression,
uh-huh.
you know, that contrast or those hurdles, you know, so it very much make sense for hummingbird to either have had her heart broken,
right.
To definitely feel even more vulnerable than most people when it comes to, you know, matters of revealing, you know, their truth, who they really are, how they really feel. Because ultimately, once a hummingbird can feel the truth in her heart and speak her truth,
mm-hmm.
that's where she comes into her full being and causes that, you know, that mass wave of love and transformation, you know, all around her.
Wow. Yeah. So that's a leap, or, you know, I don't know what the analogy would be for hummingbirds, because they hover and they dart, don't they? But
I can actually comment on that. They're
sure.
very courageous, and their hearts beat, you know, hundreds of times to thousands of times, you know, per second. But yet they have, symbolically, they have what's called the gorget. It's just that beautiful iridescent feather.
Oh, yes.
That actually cover their throat and their heart. So it's almost like a shield of protection. Yeah, that they hold their heart, you know, protected because it plays such an essential role in their survival.
So what are the potential weaknesses, pitfalls of a hummingbird?
Yeah, well, a hummingbird, you know, not fully expressed, can be dark, you know, can be, you know, fall into depression,
uh-huh.
Can actually, you know, become a, you know, criminal, can become very lost and, you know, express the opposite of love. We're always expressing our truth, but there is, you know, that spectrum of
right.
energy. And so if our true essence and calling is love, you know, we, in our darkest moments, we can, you know, practice the opposite.
Right.
So hummingbirds are quite intense.
Okay. So how do hummingbirds love within the context of a relationship?
Yeah, they give all of their heart. They, in their presence, you know, you feel, you know, accepted, you feel warm, you know, you have an incredible sense of humor, and they can be very funny, entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
One of the famous hummingbirds that's in the book that I love is Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just her journey in life, you know, to find love. True love is important to everybody, but to a hummingbird, it's absolutely essential. They'll never stop until they find their true love. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they get married and stay, you know, married to their childhood sweetheart, or don't find true love until later in life, but they never stop. It's just something that is just so essential for them.
Okay. So what about a hummingbird in terms of the business world, you know, in terms of career?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the hummingbird, you know, in the book we list, you know, careers, common careers for each archetype, and mm-hmm. and again, the famous women for each archetype. And out of all of the archetypes, the hummingbirds tend to be the most diverse. So in the book, it's, you know, anyone from, you know, Amelia Earhart
mm-hmm.
To Jane Goodall, you know, who completely, you know, one's a scientist, one was an aviator.
Sure.
But both had in common that extreme passion and aliveness for what they do and willing to take risks.
Right.
Willing to take themselves, you know, on a life journey or a life adventure. So in the business world, that would probably be, you know, an entrepreneur, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody willing or somebody also able to connect at the heart level with their employees.
Okay.
You know, somebody that is trusted, is inspiring. You know, that they'll be willing to follow them, you know, on a path of risk.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, and they create that excitement and adventure and journey in the corporation.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I guess having a healing center myself is probably a good business for me to be in.
Oh, absolutely. You're in two great businesses.
Uh-huh. So I know that you've got you're a mentor, you're a life coach.
Yes.
If somebody comes to you, how do you utilize the wonderful information within your book and your business knowledge and knowingness in order to help empower a person to move forward in new ways?
That's a great question, too. I call it cultivation because it's all in the moment. And so it's all about uncovering somebody's truth. It's all about...
I like that. Uncovering somebody's truth.
Yes, because our true self is always there. It's always on. It's always available. It's always expressing. We're always expressing ourselves. It's just the filters and the paradigm and the framework of which we're expressing ourselves through. And
uh-huh.
so if we're expressing ourselves through a limiting or distorted belief or, you know, some illusory self that's not really us, we won't ever be fulfilled.
Right.
And so that's really kind of intricate work where we deconstruct and peel back what's not true and what's limiting, you know, how people are holding themselves, how people are viewing themselves. And then we connect with truth, even if it's one little seed or one little idea. And then we grow and expand from there. And so the archetypes are very helpful because they, again, help us see parts of ourselves that, you know, that ego may have been kept hidden for years.
Sure. And I think that having some sort of, I don't know how to put this, some sort of scenario, some sort of construct in order to see ourselves like with some level of detachment can help us to, see ourselves more fully. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
So stepping back and saying, okay, well, I'm a hummingbird or I'm a butterfly or whatever. And this is what that means. And okay, well, yeah, I am not living in full alignment with this and sort of understanding that the issues associated with it are absolutely perfect for me to address, and these are my weaknesses, and these are my potential strengths, and oh, goodness, yes, I could step into this. And it sort of gives me permission to be great, you know, or whatever in this realm, because it says that I have that natural talent.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives you permission to be who you are instead of trying to be, you know, somebody else,
yeah,
which is so terrible. That's the worst pain.
And yeah, I agree. And I think that most people these days are finding that they aren't expressing their authentic selves completely. And that's where some of the change and discomfort and transitions are coming from.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. They're just and it doesn't mean you have to leave a career. You know, we can bring people into alignment and full expression, and then everything in their life looks completely different.
Interesting.
And sometimes it does mean, you know, finding a new career or a new business or doing things a little bit differently. It's different for every person.
Uh-huh. Well, I certainly know that when we were having lunch together, the questions you were asking those of us at lunch, just sort of, you had this knack for just honing in almost immediately, you know, exactly what the person's strength was. And you had some great suggestions, and I know that I'm going to be one of your clients very soon as well. And Holly Hawkins Marwood is a client as well, and she's raved about you, and I've seen some of the testimonials. When we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the mentoring. But before we go to break, remind our listeners how they can find their way to your website.
It's true. There's two websites, TrueCallingNow.com is for the book, and TrueLivingNow.com is the full site on mentoring.
Okay. And you can find links to the archetypal quiz on my website as well, on my radio show page. So when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show, we're going to have more with the author of True Calling, Cindy Silbert. Stay tuned.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and WBLQ Cable Radio Network and Transformation Talk Radio. Now, I'm talking to Cindy Silbert. Cindy, you've got the True Calling book, and you've also got True Living Now mentoring business. Can you remind people how they can connect with you?
Oh, yes. Through either website, there is a link to scheduling a discovery session or a consultation,
mm-hmm.
and that's really where it all begins. And I offer that complimentary service because, number one, it's just a gift that I like to give to people of having that time just for them, you know, just to reflect and see where they are and gain any insight. And then, you know, it becomes clear the options that might be, you know, relevant to them based on where they are in their path.
Yeah, that's great. And then the archetypal quiz is on your website. You can also just click on the link next to Cindy's photo. And by the way, she's beautiful. And they're on my Christine's radio show page on my website, stellarreflections.com. You can get to her website. So you've also got a very special retreat coming up in the fall, correct?
We do. I have a partner in that retreat, and that is yet, if we don't have enough websites, that's yet another website. But you can get to it from either of the main ones, either truelivingnow.com or truecallingnow.com under programs. But really, it's a dream come true to be able to take people to Maui.
I love Maui.
It's just Maui in itself is transformational. Let alone gathering, you know, people that are committed to uncovering their truth and their true calling, and then guided by myself and my partner Rhonda Wada, who has a very similar business with helping people express their truth through their life. That hers is specifically focused on their business.
Mm-hmm.
It's just extraordinary. We had one in April, and the women are still, you know, transformed. It's a beautiful feminine way to come into being. Versus, you know, goals and motivation and all of that. It's this, we teach the five E's of transformation. So it's this careful unfolding of your truth over the 5 days and the bonding that takes place. You know, I know these women will be friends for the rest of their life.
Oh, that's great.
It's just absolutely extraordinary. So the next one is October 21st through the 26th, and we have five spots left. So anybody that is feeling, you know, that their time is now, you know, that whether they're looking to expand in what they're currently doing, or they do feel that calling of, you know, I don't know what it is. You don't have to have any idea what your calling is to come to this retreat. And by the end, you will, you know, have that clarity and have that connection and feel supported and be motivated to, you know, to do whatever is in front of you.
And, you know, Cindy, I believe that you're on the cutting edge of the new direction in business, where it's not about the goal setting, the analytic mind choosing what to create and then sort of pushing for that to occur, but rather tuning in and allowing and directing so that you can ride that wave to the creation that you're inspired to create. And so it's a really important service, I think, to be offering people at this time of transition.
Yeah, absolutely, and we need that time to immerse, you know, so I have that immersive quality to the mentoring that I do as well, but we need that that time of, you know, where we're not distracted and we're not taking phone calls and we're not juggling emails, and the changes that are happening in the universe it's literally like things are being turned upside down. So instead of the masculine leading the feminine or the ego, you know, leading our hearts, it's everything being turned upside down, where the masculine is still so essential. The masculine is that structure and that dedication and that commitment and that action. But when it's serving, you know, when the masculine in you is serving your heart and your truth and, you know, your expression and your essence and your love and your passion, it's just things just ignite and take off incredibly fast and in directions that you would never dream of. It's really extraordinary.
That's great. And, you know, for those of you who've been watching the video feed, you see that there's another beautiful woman here in the studio talking about how beautiful Cindy is. Well, beautiful Holly Hawkins Marwood is sitting next to me here. She's actually here for an event. And Holly, you're the one who brought Cindy and me together, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
But you have used Cindy as well as, you know, you've been a client of Cindy's, right?
Yeah, both my husband Paul and I have been working with Cindy since last fall, and she's helping for us with our business to basically rebrand our whole business. And everything she's talking about with the archetypes, she's worked with us actually without the archetypes, but this idea of us really connecting to our true mission and our true calling within our work and helping us to see ourselves differently from a really exciting, empowered place.
Yeah, that's great. So, Cindy, thank you for doing what you do here on the planet, and thank you for being on my show today.
Thank you, Christine, and thank you, Holly.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to connecting you again sometime soon in the near future.
Okay, sounds wonderful.
Thank you. And, you know, speaking of Holly from San Diego being here in Seattle, there's another reason you're here, isn't there, Holly?
There sure is. Aside from us playing, yes. I'm up here this weekend to teach all about the Akashic Records.
Now, you're not only Akashic Record reader, you are one of Linda Howe's certified teachers, that's right?
Certified advanced teachers.
Yes. So what is it about the Akashic Records in like a minute or less that can empower a person to shift their lives?
It's what I would consider the ultimate resource for guiding your life in the way that is intended exactly for you, not based on anyone else's agenda. It allows you to dive in and find the positive aspects of yourself, the things that you'd like to get rid of, helps you just move forward in a new, empowered, free, happy way. You get to start embracing and living the joy that you've been striving for.
That's great. And I know that many of us will have a certain area within our lives where we feel stuck, and we might have the awareness of it. We might understand some of the emotional aspects of it, but we remain stuck. Mm-hmm. In those situations, how does tapping into the Akashic Records help us with that?
What it does is allow oftentimes you to find the real point of origin. So you can have an awareness around an issue or a problem or a circumstance, but not know how to push through or uncover or release that moment where it actually sort of got locked in or stuck. And with the Akashic Records, you have this opportunity to go into this very loving, non-judgmental, safe space where you get to see it in its truth. And as you see it in its truth, it has an opportunity to release its hold, if you will.
Right. So is this to train people to just look into their own records, or will they be able to do sessions for others at the end of the weekend?
Both. So this class is people, if they want to be certified readers, they can do that at the end of the class from Friday evening to Saturday. If they want to just dive in to use this as a resource for themselves, it will be there for them.
Yeah.
So people come for both reasons all the time.
And we still have a few spots available. It's at my center. I'm so grateful for that, because that means I get to take the class, and it's really easy. But here in the Seattle area in Woodinville, Stellar Reflections, Holly starts her class at 6 p.m. tonight, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so please join us. You can find a link on my website, stellarreflections.com, under events, or call Peggy Snow, my office manager. The office number is on my website as well. And your website is what, Holly?
www.akashahealingstudio.com.
Yeah, so you'll find your way to her wonderful work and the information about the event there as well. So, you know, Holly, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to share whatever you'd like to share with listeners about what you'd like, how you'd like to inspire them. Is there something you'd like to share?
Yes.
Okay. Good. I'm so glad.
Yay.
Then we don't have to like tap dance on the radio.
No, no. I think the ultimate place, and this is what Cindy's talking about, and this is what the work you do and the work that I do. We're in this time where we get to actually use ourselves as our greatest resource. And the truth and the direction and the guidance of ourself in any aspect of our lives is all within us. And there's so many ways to tap into ourselves as our own best resource.
That's great. Thank you, Holly Hawkins Marwood. Thanks so much for joining me here today and joining all of us, the three of us here today. And I hope that you'll join me next week. I've got Sue Mortar, The Energy Codes of Transformation. You don't want to miss it. She is a powerhouse. Thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.